Welcome back to the WDKX podcast, new at two edition. Hey, it's your girl Jazzy T, and today we are joined by Louisville's own RCA recording artist, singer, songwriter. She's only 22 years old. She already has a smash hit on the radio with countless times. She has been named What's Next for 2022, and she is here with a new single, KMS. Mars, are you there?
Yes, sir, Bob, I hear you.
I'm Jazzy, nice to meet you.
Hello, it's very nice to meet you too. I'm Mars.
Hi, Mars. How do you describe yourself?
I feel like I describe myself as very optimistic. I'm super, like, open-minded and loving, caring. I feel like I'm super goofy. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. Like, to be honest, my mentality has always just been, like, you know, forget what other people say. Like, this is your life. Take control of it. And nobody knows your life but you. Nobody knows your feelings but you. So why do you need validation from other people when you know what you truly want and what you truly about? You know what I'm saying? Like, don't look for answers, because the answer is already in you. You just gotta,
that's what I say. And I've always heard when you come out and you are your authentic self, that's what draws people in.
Yeah, literally, like, that's the best version of it. Like.
Yeah, especially in this industry. Like, I know that you had a chance to work with Timbaland, and we're going to get to that, right? But he also works with one of my favorite people on the planet, which is Missy Elliott. And when she came out, literally in a trash bag, right, for I Can't Stand the Rain, people are like, what? We're used to, you know, boobs hanging out, you know, and what is you doing? And she became an icon because of that.
Exactly. That's really empowering, man, because it's like she literally took that moment and she ran with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, who gonna stop her? Nobody. Because why? Because that's her. Like, that's what it's about, for real.
Have you had a chance to talk to or meet the Queen, Missy?
No, I have not. But I really, really would love that. Like, she followed me back on Twitter. I ain't going, like,
I took a screenshot when she followed me back.
When she did that, I was like, oh my God. Like, I tweeted, I was like, bruh, Missy Elliott followed me back. I was like, bruh, that's some crazy stuff right there. Like,
yes.
I was like,
oh, it's hard. So we've been playing your song countless times. We've been playing it for months. I'm going to go out and say we're one of the first radio stations to play countless times. And we love it. Positive response all the way around. The video, I want to ask you, you're falling through beds and you're seemingly invisible to your partner. Like, what was the creative, you know, process that you guys came up with for the video?
It was really more so like I'm just relapsing into the same situations. You understand? It's things that Shorty didn't really see that I was trying to, like, point out to her that she really didn't get the full aspect. So when I'm falling into these different scenes, it's reminiscing back on certain moments where, you know what I'm saying, I was just trying to prove certain points to her and she really wasn't listening. How she was on her phone, I was talking to her, but she was, you know, in her own world, and it's like, bro, you're not really hearing me. So it's like just me relapsing and just the whole transformation going into, you know what I'm saying, me going into the water. That's like, you know, she got me suffocated and I can't really breathe, you know what I'm saying? So it's just time to let go. And when I dug down, when I went down in the water, I was just like, I'm over it. I got to leave it where it's at and keep moving. So, you know.
Yeah. You so are you a songwriter?
I am. Yes, ma'am.
So you wrote that song as well?
Yes, ma'am. I write all my songs.
Nice. I love it.
Thank you.
When you decided to put yourself out there on social media, right? And next thing you know, you're connected with Timbaland. Walk me through the moment. Like, did he like it? Did he comment? Did he just share it without contacting you? Like, how did that all happen?
No, so I used to do freestyles and stuff on my Instagram. And I had posted a couple of them, like, from Leighton Green, Janae Echo. I used to do a lot of Kalani freestyles and stuff. But this time I posted a freestyle, I was just looking up a beat on YouTube. And I was like, all right, let me just post it. And then he had DM'd me. And he was in, like, my message request. So I was like, all right, at the message, I'm like, I don't know if this is him or if this is, like, true. Like, what is this? And out the message, like, he texts me, like, yo, your pen game is strong. We got to work. You go crazy. And I'm like, hold on, let me go do some investigating real quick. I was like, okay, I see the blue jacket, but is that really him, though? Because I went down the pictures and stuff. I'm like, oh, snap, this really him. I'm like, oh, snap, okay, okay. I'm like, all right, so what's up? You feel me? It was like, yo, I got the lab ASAP. I was like, let's go, fly me out. And then he flew me out to Miami. We worked on a couple of songs, and just he was literally like, his everything about his energy was just so chill. It was so down to earth.
Yeah.
You feel me? I gave him a handshake. He was like, nah, you feel me? Give me a hug. Oh. It okay. I was like, cool. You feel me? And it was just all around. Just the vibes was just crazy in the studio. And he had heard me rapping a little bit. So he's the one that inspired the rapping part on Cleopatra. And I was kind of mumbling a little bit. And he was like, you can rap? And I was like, nah, bro, don't try to put me on a spot like that. Please don't do that. He was like, man, go spit something on. And I was like, all right, bet. And I was like, all right, I listened to him. And then I came back out. And everybody was like, and you said you couldn't rap. Why are you rapping? Like, I was like, bro, I don't even know what I was doing. Like, it's my first time ever rapping on any song. So I was like, hopefully it sounds good. But they was like, it was fire. And I was like, yo, that was one of the best moments of my life. I was like, hey, it's crazy.
I can imagine. Like, I felt like you and I have a lot of similarities when it comes to appreciation for music and our love for, you know, Missy and Timbaland. Like, I didn't get a chance to record none for him, but I seen him on the red carpet. I talked to him for a couple minutes. Yeah. He actually had Carrie Hilson with him. She wasn't out yet, but he just brought her along. Like, hey, I want you to be on the red carpet. Take some pictures with me. That's the type of person that he is.
Exactly. You feel me? Yeah, he's literally like a big brother. It was like, it was pretty dope, man. Super inspiring for sure. It was hard.
Do you plan on working more with him?
Definitely. In the near future, we definitely going to be cooking up soon for sure. I'm ready.
Is Cleopatra ever going to get released as a single?
I think it's just on my EP. Okay. I feel like I got some new stuff with him. So it's like, maybe we throw something on that. I don't know yet. We still, you know, we still cooking up this.
Countless times has us wanting more. You know that. Like, it's short. And I'm like, no. How is it over? Like, where's the next, like, seven verses? Like, I need more.
I'm dead. I don't know, man. Oh, no. Maybe we could just relax the hook again. What if I let me run that back one more time?
Especially, you know, there's a part that we have to bleep out on the radio. But when you listen to the actual version, I've never heard anybody sing the F word so beautifully.
That's so
real. I love it. I mean, you could just put out a song called F U and just sing that part over and over and it would go.
That's so sweet. That's lit.
Okay, so yeah, the EP is Love Letters. It's out now. And you already got Countless Time is out. You said you're working on some other stuff. What's the next single?
Right now, I got a new single called FYM. You feel me? We just got done doing a music video to it, so I'm super excited about that. And KMS, that also, I just dropped that last week, I believe. So I'm like, that's been going crazy also. Like, that's already going viral on TikTok. So I'm like, oh, snap. Like, all right, we about to get lit up in this mug for sure. So,
yes. So KMS, was that inspired by Queen Lauryn Hill?
A little bit. Like, now that I listen to it over and over, I can hear where that comes in at, but I really wasn't. Like, I was like, I think I was just going through a real bad time, like depression wise, and I was just going in a real bad place. And that's what I felt like. That was what was repeated in my head, was killing me slowly. Like, I felt like everything was just pulling me down. So that's where that came from.
Okay, killing me slowly. KMS, I'm just gonna keep it like that. That's a new song that we're gonna debut here, right on my show, actually, right here in the afternoon, this Friday. So actually, instead of me saying it, I got you on the line. Why don't you set that up and let people know this is your new song, and then I'll just be quiet.
Hey, why don't y'all already know what it is. It's your girl Mars, man, and y'all check out my new song, KMS, man. Let's get it. Hey.
Nice. Now, what else is it about Mars? Because when I think of the planet Mars, you know, I just think of this big ball of energy and sitting here talking to you. That seems like who you are.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel like you want to talk about my name. I'm really into like astrology and stuff. So I feel like I take the planet, you know how the planet Mars is red and it's like on fire. I feel like my energy is like, I'm already a fire sign. Well, I'm a Sagittarius, so I'm already hype and stuff, and I be, you know, I'm the crazy person, but not really, but you know what I'm saying? And I fit my personality, and also, so my stage name before, it was going to be like Poppy Mars. I don't know why. I was like, I'm going to just name myself Poppy Mars. I don't know why.
Like Poppy, but, like from Trolls?
I don't even know it. I spelled it P-V-P-I-I-M-A-R-S-S. That's how I spelled it. And I was like, me and Woo, we was talking. He was like, so like, what's your stage name? I was like, Poppy Mars. He was like, yeah, no, we got to change that. I was like, yeah, let's do that. And he was like, maybe we change the, he was like, I like Mars. Maybe we change the S to Z's. I was like, ooh, that'd be hard. You know, I call myself the unicorn, and I was like, all right, I feel like the planet Mars is rare. There wasn't really a sign of water on there. You know what I'm saying? So it was just kind of put that concept into me. So I call myself the unicorn. I'm rare. I'm unique. You get what I'm saying? Right. So I was like, I feel like that fit perfect with that. So, yeah.
Now, coming from a place like Kentucky, right? What is the hip-hop scene right now back home?
I mean, we ain't gonna lie. We on some dumb stuff for sure. Like, I feel like genuinely everybody is doing their own little thing, and everybody's being super supportive of everybody back home. And it's nothing but love that we show back here. Like, Jack is going insane right now. Like, he is really showing the city so much love. Yeah. Super same with Bryson when he's dropping his scene. Was like, so much love for him to feature me on that. Like, it was just, we changing the game for sure. Like, I'm super proud of us. We're going crazy.
Right. And Jack Harlow, just to be, you know, for everybody listening, right? He's a bit of a unicorn himself. And a lot of people saying that you're what's next for 2022. I mean, how does that feel?
It feels really, feels good, but also a learning process for me. All of this is new to me, so I'm just taking it one day at a time and just being super grateful to be able to wake up and do what I love every day. You know what I'm saying? I'm super appreciative. Support, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm a super spiritual person, so it's like, I'm all I can do is just thank God every day and just keep pushing and try to, you know, strive for greatness. That's, nothing can be perfect, but I just try to make the best of it, you know what I'm saying? So
when you had a chance to do the BET Soul Train Awards, I know you had to run into some people backstage. Who was the one person that you bumped into and you were like, oh my God, I'm in the presence of greatness?
Ari Lennox, I seen her outside on my way to go perform, and she said, kill it. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, oh my God, I freaking love her. Like, she's probably the one that I was like, she said, kill it. All right, bet. And then I rewatched it, and Jasmine Sullivan, she was looking at me, and then she was like, she was just mesmerized. And I was like, oh my God, if I don't kill this in front of her, I'm done. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was really in my head. I was like, if I don't kill this, I'm done for. I was just super proud to, like, see her smiling when she seen me before. It was dope. I was like, okay, it's hard.
And so when you're doing a production like that, are there, like, do-overs? Or is it just as in live?
Yeah, that was one take live. Like, I had one chance.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, literally. Like, we literally did that one take. I had, like, maybe 5-10-minute set, I think. Yeah. That was it.
Yeah.
Not even that. I think it was 2-3 minutes actually. So yeah, it was like pretty lit. It was pretty tight. But I killed it though. I feel like I did my best.
And what was the reaction after that? Like, did you get a lot of new fans?
Definitely. It was a lot of love. Like, it was a little overwhelming because I was like, wait a minute, I did just sing at the freaking Soul Train Award. Like, I had to think about what I did again. I was like, because at first I was like, yo, like, why people hit me up? And I'm like, oh, shit, this is crazy. But it was super, super inspiring to me because it was just like all these people is now like tuning in and like really hearing my story and stuff. It's like, oh, okay. They fucking with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
Now, I'm going to just read off some of these because, you know, you seem like a very humble person. You didn't even mention it, so I got to mention it for you. Okay, so SiriusXM named you the Future 5 class of 2022. Future 5?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's only one hand.
That's
like,
insane.
It's Mars and 4 other people. Like, how do you even take that in?
Bro, I can't. Like, it's just, oh my God. Like, I'm just, I don't even know. I'm just like, it's just really, really, really good to know that people mess with me like that. Like, they truly understand me. You know what I'm saying? It's good to have people in my corner. Yeah. I always feel alone and stuff, and now it's like...
Now, I'm going to mention also Billboard, which is the, you know, measure of all success when it comes to music, right? Billboard's top 15 hip-hop and R&B artists to watch in 2022. So they talk about hip-hop and R&B. We know Mars as an R&B singer. They gave you a slice of that pie with 14 other hip-hop slash R&B artists to watch in 2022. So that means, that seems like a lot of pressure. You know what I mean? Like, so that means, I know you and your team have had to cook something up special to say, let's give them something to talk about.
Definitely. Definitely. I feel like it's more so like, it's not even a lot of pressure. It's really just more so like, I'm scared of not being successful. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to always make sure that I try to do something productive. If I don't, it's just like, my day's just so really just not even, if I make myself proud during the day, or if I do something that I feel like I've accomplished that I needed to, then I'm all straight. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't try to do anything for anybody else. It's just like, again, just living my life, because I'm still learning. I'm only 22. Like, this life stuff, to be honest, it's like hard. You know what I'm saying? I'm just growing into learning how to do everything by myself. So it's like, I'm taking it one day at a time, but I have a lot of great people around me that's helping me and just helping me push through. You know what I'm saying? And keep going. And I really, really great family also that's supportive of it too.
I love that. That's very important. And I'm sure that you've had to deal with the opposite of love, right? Some hate, right? Some haters. Do you read comments?
No, I don't. I try to stay off social media as much as possible, honestly. Like, I ain't gonna like, that's why I've gotten away from Instagram a lot more recently, because I used to get on Instagram a lot, but like not because of me, but like just because I like being on there and catching up with everything. But now just draining. Like, I can't stay on there for a long time. But TikTok, I ain't gonna lie, TikTok got me in a loop, because it's like super funny. Like, they be having mad funny videos on there. So I'd be on there a little bit. But other than that, I'd be trying to stay off that, because it's just like, I just don't like that in general. I try to stay off my phone as much as possible. I like being around nature, going hiking, you know, try to do stuff, my mind busy off of the technology, because, this technology stuff is every day and it's getting scary. Now, for real.
Are you still home in Louisville?
Yeah, I'm still home, yeah.
Are you thinking, or is there some talks about, you know, getting you to move out to, like, an Atlanta or something like that?
Definitely gonna try to move to L.A., so, Yeah, like, I'm planning on going out there definitely soon. Sooner than I think, for sure.
Oh, wow. So could you see yourself, you know, getting on, like, a power or like, an empire type of thing, something like that?
I don't even know. Maybe. But I don't know. I still think I still got to get comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I think I could, though. I think it'll be dope, a dope experience to do
it. Yeah, definitely. I know you could do it. I know you could do it.
And I think that.
And even just, you know, just playing around and getting featured in those type of things with your music. You know, I'm giving you some advice, because this is something, you know, I work with artists all the time. And I know you got your own team, but they should definitely be submitting your music to some of these shows. I'm just saying. because I don't want you to miss out on any money. Also with the TikTok, you know, I spoke to Coi Leray, and she was just letting me know how when that song, when her first song started taking off, she wasn't even getting credited, you know, as an artist on there. You know what I mean? So I'm just hoping that everybody, you know, just making sure, it's great to go viral on TikTok, but make sure it's your sound, your name, you're getting whatever royalties and all that stuff. What is some of the best advice that you can give to somebody, a young artist such as yourself, who, you know, is doing the same thing, putting herself out on social media?
I'm going to say you should definitely try to stay open-minded about some stuff. Like, not everything should be open to change, be open to new things and, you know, failing, be open to that. You know what I'm saying? Like, in order for you to succeed, you got to fail one time, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, even though you fall, pick yourself back up and really don't worry about what everybody else is doing. Focus on what you need to do. And focus on what you're trying to do and what you about. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is your life. Literally take hold of it and control it. Like, this is your life. That's all I keep saying. This is your life. You know what you want. Don't be complacent either. Don't get caught up in this stuff, because it's a lot of stuff that can be super manipulative. But stay focused and make sure you keep your eye on the target for sure.
So last question, what is your biggest goal for the next 5 years? I'm going to say five. I'll give you five. To 2027, what is something that you need to have checked off on your vision board?
I definitely want to have a sold out Madison Square Garden. I think that'll be sick, just because I love you, and I think that it is one of the most craziest places to perform at. I think that is super dope. I definitely want to be able to build, come back home and, like, just give back to my city, you know what I'm saying, and just really connect with a lot of my audiences and fans and really just be more, you know, try to spread more positivity, happiness, and love. That's really what I want, you know what I'm saying? And everybody staying safe, because this world is getting crazy.
It is. And so let's visioning your Madison Square Garden performance. Who's opening up for you?
Who's opening up for me? I'm going to say, I ain't going to lie, I would love for Billie Eilish to open up for me. Because that's... Billie Eilish is already my best friend. Like, me and her, like, I connect with her on so many levels. But, like, I think she would be dumb crazy to have open up for me. She would be crazy.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I want to have Teyana Taylor open up for me. She's going to set the vibe crazy. I know that it's going to go dumb in there. You feel me? And Chris Brown. I'm going to say Chris Brown because he's a phenomenal performer. You know what I'm saying? Like, give you a show. You feel me? So I feel like it'll be a dope little trend. It's going to be so many different moods. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's going to be crying, laughing, and you know what I'm saying? I feel like it's going to be crazy. It'll be hard.
Now, I got to mention this too. Aren't you going out on tour with her?
Yes, sir.
I'm just saying.
That's insane, man. That's crazy, man. I'm super, super, like, excited about this and super grateful for this opportunity. This is about to be crazy. I just want to go out and rock the show. So many new faces, so many new people, so many new vibes. I'm just ready to rock out, man, for sure.
When does that start? When does the tour start?
April. It starts in April, so I got less than a month, man. Let's go. About to start rehearsing and stuff. It's going to go crazy.
Are you stopping anywhere near home?
Yeah, so I think that's the last place we're going to be at, actually.
Oh, wow, so you get to close it out.
Yeah, like, that's going to be sick, right? I'm like, oh, snap, here we go, boys.
Oh, that's it. You better have merchandise ready, all of that.
God. Crazy, for sure. I got something special for the city. It's going to go down, for sure.
That's what it is, man. Mars, I appreciate you. And I'm just like, I feel the vibration and the energy coming through the screen here. It's refreshing. I'm going to take that. Man. Definitely refreshing. And keep banging out them hits. Like I said, we got KMS that's coming out here. Right here on this station, WDKX with Jazzy T and your girl Mars. Wow.
Yeah. I appreciate you, man. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're very welcome. And please stay in contact with us. And, you know, we want to see definitely that Madison Square Garden. Can I be your guest?
For sure. Come on. Let's go.
All right. All right, Mars. You take care now.
You too, man. I appreciate it. Have a good one. Be safe.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
All right.